there's a lot of times that things don't go well on fires. Some of the hardest things that sticks with you is probably some of the fatalities that we have every year. I've had a couple friends that I met through fire, and we stayed friends and stayed in contact, that have passed, you know, in the line of duty. You know, those are the things that always kind of stick with you. You don't forget them. My name's Lance Elmore. I'm the deputy incident commander, and just the oversight, you know, of the entire fire.
Cameron, pig fire keeps growing in northern Larimer County.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office orders mandatory evacuations.
Doctors are warning those recovering from COVID-19 to stay inside.
COVID has been challenging as we work to try and put folks together. We hardly ever do any meetings in person. Now we're doing briefings on the radio. We're doing it through Zoom. You know, obviously it's hard to not see someone. I think body language is a huge part of our communication styles, and understanding. The biggest thing with that is you have to really over-communicate. Talking on phones or whatever it is probably about twice the amount of work as it is, you know, face-to-face, where you can see body reactions and emotions. The wearing masks, staying away, not shaking hands, doing those things, to me, almost goes a little bit against human nature. I still have a hard time not walking up and shaking someone's hand that I meet. To me, it causes maybe a little bit of separation, you know, without that contact and without that kind of emotion, and things that I think we as human beings have just grown up and used to. You know, you work with people for 14 or 21 days at a time, and I guess it's relationships that are built rather quickly. And I think it's because of the situations that we get put in when you have fire going into a community and houses are burning.
54 homes and buildings have been destroyed in the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. A team from Larimer County has searched the burn area for damage. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says 25 homes.
In the past, that incident command post would have been near to the fire, with a caterer and lots of large tents for the team personnel and lots of space around large fields, or, you know, whatever you could find, where you just see hundreds and hundreds of tents for people to sleep at night. That would have been what we would have had in the past. But now with the technology, you have to have Wi-Fi and internet and everything else. So we don't have the large congregation of personnel like in the past. I have a hard time thinking that most of this will ever go back to the way it was.